brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I'm going to be taking your phone calls. The toll-free number to join us. Want to give first-time callers a chance again. 800-259-9231. We will get you up and on the air. 800-259-9231. Thanks for joining us. Look at this story from Breitbart. A OFA gun control rally in San Bernardino draws three protesters. Last week, Obama's political action arm, Organizing for Action, held rallies throughout the country advocating for stricter gun laws. Not for government, though, but for us. Their rallies drew smaller numbers as seen here and here. Just small crowds. It's like when they had a pro-CNN rally, it had three people against me. We can thank the vigilant San Bernardino Sun for putting a spotlight on perhaps the smallest of the rallies. And it goes on to say three people were there. And by the way, these groups swiftly got their 501c4 status, which they won't give to libertarian or conservative groups. So that's the type of garbage we're dealing with. The truth is, you know, they had a poll out a few months ago going, Americans don't want guns. And it was put out by that public policy polling group. It's admittedly Democratic Party run. And they come up with polls going, Americans love to be spied on, and they love Obama. But then all the other polls that are really independent show 10% approval ratings for Congress, 15, 20% approval ratings, depending on the poll. Max, you know, 23% pro for the media. But they're sitting there targeting that tiny, dumb audience that still believes them, that gets smaller and smaller and smaller. So the good news is people are waking up. By the way, I aired this earlier, but if you want to see the trailer, it's even more powerful to see it. It's up on InfoWars.com right now, a new film on mind control released. I'm in it. It's powerful. And I wanted to play one more time the trailer for everybody for State of Mind that you can now order exclusively in DVD or Blu-ray at InfoWars.com. Here it is.
Are we choosing our own paths, our own destiny, or has it been pre-selected for us?
C.S. Lewis said, when training beats education, civilization dies.
We need to always be cognizant of, as a free society, that information can be used as a weapon.
The barrier to discovery is not ignorance. It's the illusion of knowledge.
We are seen as nothing but biological androids.
To gain control of education in America, not for a philanthropic purpose, but to change the thinking of the American people.
From the time we're very young, we're taught to, you know, worship authority, basically, because that's our key to survival as young children.
Discover the history, the present, and the future of mind control. From compulsory state education to the Hollywood media brainwashing machine, we are kept in perpetual bondage to the ideas that shape our actions.
In the CIA, scientists could actually film people who had been surreptitiously dosed with LSD.
There's a brain entrainment process that takes place.
That gives the government free rein to create whatever story or narrative it wants to create.
Whatever the public face of something is, whatever they're talking about publicly, there's something else over here they're probably not looking at.
How to engineer the opinion of the American people so that they would fully endorse, not only endorse, but demand a war.
When you watch mainline establishment television, you are putting yourself in front of the barrel of a gun.
Discover the history, the present, and the future of mind control, psychological warfare, brainwashing. Are we controlled and manipulated? You bet.
That's mind control par excellence.
Find out how deep the rabbit hole really goes with this new groundbreaking documentary film, State of Mind. Available exclusively at InfoWars.com.
We'll be back on the other side.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it with nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back, my friends. We are now into hour number three, and we are here live Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. We come back weeknights, 7 o'clock Central, with InfoWars Nightly News with myself and my great crew of reporters and anchors and our great crew of researchers and writers and contributors and all of you out there as well, spreading the word about the broadcast, giving us intel, helping us be our eyes and ears out there and be aware of what's happening. And so I want to thank you all for joining us. The toll-free number to get involved on air is 800-259-9231. And we're going to go to Empty White House, Evan, William, Matt, Lee, and others. I kind of like it when people use their first name as a statement. Maybe we should encourage that. And maybe we shouldn't call in as Alex or David or John or Carol anymore. We should call in with the NSA, works for foreign banks from California. Or the Federal Reserve is a private crime syndicate calling from Texas. Or Barack Obama is a congenital liar from D.C. Or there's cancer viruses in the vaccines from Kansas. Or the New World Order wants you and your family dead from Minnesota. or our government that runs Al-Qaeda and only to be arrested from New Mexico. I think that's a really great idea. So we'll go to Empty White House here after I get into my review of The Man of Steel. Now, I like to hijack corporate globalist media. And if I would have thought about it, I would have been able as a media person to go see a sneak peek they had a few weeks ago. In fact, I even got the offer and just didn't have time to go do it. And then I could have done a review of the film. Or I could even wait till it came out last week, go see it, do a review on the radio. It's very popular. It'll get picked up all over the news. But I just got busy following other news. So I'm kind of doing training here on air right now as well for my crew, because I don't even do what I know works. You go cover their Super Bowl or their Superman movie or their big media event, and you hijack it, and then you cover it, but then put what you think the public isn't aware of into that report. Like, I should have told all my reporters, you can do whatever you want this week, because they have so much freedom, but do something on Superman, whatever angle you want. And then they were, I'm just giving you total transparency, the thought process here. And then I was telling them this yesterday, and they go, like, what? Well, will Superman join the NSA? Is it right that Superman turns bad and starts looking through walls at women in the shower? We got a graphics department. Go put it together, do it. Somebody will do it now. I'm announcing it on air. I don't care if somebody else does it. Boom, that's a viral story right there. Tie Superman to the NSA scandal. See, I don't even use one-tenth of what I know to dominate and take over media with the truth. But that's the number one rule for alternative media, not just our operation, because we're all in this together. I'm not in competition with people. Hijack globalist media. Hijack it. Because they don't have any power in news anymore. They're a shadow of themselves when it comes to what they report on. Almost no one believes them, and those polls are out. Their share's shrinking, but they still have massive, massive, massive attention when it comes to entertainment programs, TV shows, dramas, sitcoms, Hollywood movies and things, video games. And when you go see a major action-adventure movie, or you go turn on a cop show, or a drama show, or a hospital show, or you go, I mean, I've seen, I don't know, 8, 9, 10, I forget, just the last few months, new video games come out. Every shoot-em-up military game I've seen, from Rainbow Six to you name it, you're fighting militias. It's our listeners that point this out and send us screenshots. We go watch the trailer, do a report on it. I've even told the crew, buy some of these video game consoles so we can monitor this and show how the Kinect spies on us and uses wireless to scan through the walls. And oh, it can see you. Here's the Washington Times, by the way. Big Brother alert, cameras and cable boxes to monitor TV viewers. 17 years after I told you. And they knew this. See, now it's safe, though. It's like in the past I'd talk to reporters and they'd go, it doesn't matter if it's true. People just, it's too, they're not going to believe it. It sounds crazy. Well, I mean, if it's real, it's real. But, I mean, good job, Washington Times. The point is that there is a war in media and they are hitting you. I mean, my wife likes to watch TV more than I do when she exercises and things, and I don't blame her. You know, on the treadmill or whatever, watch a show. She goes, I can't watch anything. She likes hospital shows and cop shows. And she stops them and goes, look at this. The mother that won't vaccinate is a murderer. Or, oh, look at this. The guy that's exposing chemtrails is going to nerve gas New York. Or look at this show. The militia that works for the serial killer is going to blow everybody up. Or this show about fixing up houses that's not even fiction. They went and found, like, right-wing gun owners to demonize in it. I mean, that's the message. And I know a lot of people in Hollywood. Quite frankly, I don't have time to run after them and, you know, jump through hoops to sit there and, you know, go hang out with them and stuff to get them on the show. It doesn't do that big of a deal to have you even get a big Hollywood person on the show. People want to hear about news and info. They're not really, you know, care about Hollywood stars. And Hollywood stars get that, too. Most of them are sick of the narcissism and sick of the whole culture. But I'm here to tell you. Here's the good news before I get into the Man of Steel review and then your calls. We were going to go interview Ed Asner and a couple other Hollywood people out in L.A. for the upcoming Obama Deception 2. that's going to blow away the last Obama deception with everything in documents, which is hard to do. That film's been seen over 40 million times free online. That's a big deal. That's what I'm into, is hearts and minds, not the money. The money's just energy. And it's energy to wake people up. That's the energy I'm looking for, not energy that comes back to me. What I want coming back to me is a free planet, is a future for our world. And build a better world instead of a worse world. Jacobson has all the footage of this. He went to a movie conference, and then he went to a TV conference and was mobbed wearing InfoWars.com shirt by TV hosts and TV and movie stars and everything else. I mean, it's all on video. Just mobbed, like Elvis was there or something. That's how hot InfoWars is. And by the way, I'm not bragging about this. It's just a radar ping. But in the sum aggregate of what we've done, the hottest we are is in Hollywood, because they all know they're paid to put propaganda in TV shows and movies. They all know the CIA and FBI are involved. They all know that the big lawyers and less than 15 big media bosses are total New World Order and threaten them if they try to put pro-liberty messages in movies or TV shows. And they sit there hating putting subliminals saying that Ron Paul is a methamphetamine head and a criminal in Breaking Bad and things like that. They're aware of it. They're told. They're paid to do this. Okay? And then that's come out in the news as well. But they're there. They're hating it. They don't want to be fake liberals. They don't want to be fake conservatives. They want to be good people. And they don't like the fact they have to run their scripts by the Pentagon, the Communist Chinese, and multiple mafias now. And, I mean, it's Jewish mafia and Italian mafia in Hollywood. And I believe me, I've been out there, folks, in the meetings. I mean, it is Goodfellow-level stuff. With guys with cigars going, I tell you, you're not going to get that done like that. Okay? I mean, it, literally out of a Godfather movie. Okay? And people are sick of it. And now these mobs have sold out, so you've got to go get the Chi-Coms to agree. And I was watching CNBC yesterday, as I told you, and they were complaining. I watched it for like an hour and a half while I was writing some notes and making phone calls. I rarely watch TV that much. And the whole time they were complaining, going, yeah, it's great to have the folks that run Tiananmen Square buying up all the companies. They were watching pork companies, the biggest ones, bought up and everything, and being sold off for nothing. And then there's not much of America left. And they were all, because they like the ego of America's big and bad, and they all get that they're schmucks. And as I said years ago, the Saudi Arabians, the Communist Chinese, they now own News Corp. They control it. It's not Rupert Murdoch anymore. They own it all. We're sold out, folks. And the old mafias that ran Hollywood, I mean, they're like 80-something years old now, these guys. And they're just fading off. And then you've got all the new writers, all the new people. What you're hearing here, by the way, is a big story. Somebody ought to codify this into an article. I mean, every party I've been to at Hollywood, I don't even go there anymore because I don't have time to do it. Every A-lister event, everything I've been invited to that I've seen, everyone hates the New World Order. Everyone is against it, and these people really know what's going on. So, I go see the new Tron movie a few years ago, total anti-eugenic film. And about the elite was wrong, we wanted to take over and kill everybody, it's wrong, we need to come together as humanity. Just total anti-New World Order. I go see Oblivion, total anti-New World Order. I go see Man of Steel, total anti-New World Order. And I know some of the people out there, not all of them, are listeners. And I've also consulted for some big movie makers, but I had to sign non-disclosure forms over the last decade. I don't even really return the calls now. I don't have time to mess with it. I probably should, because this is where the power is really at. But InfoWars is on fire in Hollywood, only because it's only one of the few things coming up out of the media sea. It's one of the higher mountains. But there's all these other things below the surface that you can't see. And it just shows how big the awakening is. So when we come back, I'll give you my review of The Man of Steel, another anti-eugenics, anti-New World Order, anti-police state tour de force. If I could talk to the directors and writers, I'll guarantee you they're anti-New World Order. And and got this through. And the question is, how are they getting it through? I'll tell you.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You prepare by purchasing gold, food, and firearms. But if you don't have a home security system, then you're missing a critical weapon in your arsenal for home protection. When you're sleeping or away from home, who's watching out for intruders? Check out Simply Safe. It's a new do-it-yourself home security system that is completely wireless. Go to GetSimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is independent and off the grid. It runs on battery power, so even if the grid goes down, you're protected. It's completely customizable, so you can use it in your home, business, boat, trailer, storage unit, or shed. GetSimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is also ridiculously easy to install yourself in under 20 minutes, so there's no need to let a stranger into your home. If you move or need to relocate, you can take the system with you wherever you go. You aren't always at home, but Simply Safe will stand guard, protecting your property 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Again, that's GetSimplySafe.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from Carnivora.com. That's Carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit Carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Okay, so let me tell you what's happening in Hollywood. All the young writers, all the new directors are tuned in, they're awake, and they see the whole corrupt system, the Pentagon spending billions for product placement to demonize veterans and gun owners. I mean, they go to parties, the CIA's there, telling them what to put in their reports. I mean, I've had Doug Hagman on the show to talk about this, or Dean Hagman from the X-Files. This is all happening. And so they hear my show, and they know it's accurate. And so what happens is also kind of the old mafia guard knows that it's popular to have pro-family messages. It's popular to have pro-liberty messages. And all of this anti-human stuff is getting less and less popular. So, you know, from things like the Bible get 12, 15 million viewers on a cable channel that usually has a million viewers if they're lucky, everybody is getting it. So their greed is also fighting with the fact that they want to dominate the culture and politically dumb America down by giving us, you know, cultural bilge, but that isn't what sells. So there's been a revolution of other media platforms. And I don't know Christopher Nolan or David S. Goyer that wrote The New Man of Steel, but I've not been a Superman fan, not a big fan of comics. Regardless, all they are is Greek gods repackaged. Humans have this archetype of supermen and superwomen that then you model after and try to build towards. They're archetypes. It's absolutely there. And they program these archetypes in. And they admit it's a Christ archetype. 33 years old, father's name, Joseph, mother Mary. They changed it for this one. They keep explaining for 33 years, the wise men of the military have been seeking after him. But it's everything in the film was positive except for the police state element, just getting you acclimated to troops on the streets, pointing guns at reporters and things, and people being disappeared, men in black uniforms, marching around. That just becomes ubiquitous, and then we start expecting it, and then it's used as a simulation as well of things to come so that we start to accept it. But undoubtedly, this is an anti-eugenics film. And it gets into ancestral memories, instincts, a lot of other things. It's very, very heavy. But they know that's what sells. See, they have to give you that for it to be successful. But if you look at Superman developed back in 1933, and then you compare it to this film, it's basically the same story of Earth was seeded in an early colonization program. They don't come right out and say it, but that's what it is, by people from Krypton. But in wars and things, their other settlements have broken down and died out. And that's the whole kind of secret issue at the end of the movie is that Zod wants to terraform and do a genetic re-overwrite, which is what the globalists are actually doing currently, to the atmosphere, but also to the genetic makeup of the planet. And as a eugenicist who believes that all the breeding must be planned in these Brave New World state-run laboratories. And, of course, Superman came out a year after Brave New World came out, so it's also heavily, heavily influenced. Sisera, 1933. So it's a very sophisticated film, overall is extremely positive because you can argue it's revelation of the method. You can argue to everybody that it's externalization of the hierarchy to condition us and prepare us. But that's not the effect it would have in my general analysis, and that's not the general message that I get out of it. So I see it, again, as an overall rebellion within the media mind control structure to put something out like this. And it's also the great quandary of people that are intelligent and people that are psychologically more advanced, people that can have a better sixth sense or look into people. There's a metaphor or an allegory of that where he has X-ray vision and it's freaking him out to be able to look into people's bodies when he's a kid. Just like it is oppressive for people in a way that are more enlightened and more intelligent and more sensitive, because you then pick up on what people are doing and you see them trying to manipulate you at a lesser level, and you're so much stronger and better than them at so many levels that you refuse to crush them. But then other people who are more advanced than the general slaves, the slave class, they're willing to use it all to dominate and control because they believe in social Darwinianism, which General Zod's girlfriend actually talks about, that it's good to crush and destroy because you overall strengthen things in that process. And see, that's the issue. There are great truths in the whole social Darwinistic worldview, but then it's twisted because they're actually trying to dumb down the strongest because they get in the way of their larger master plan that's centralized. And even though Superman is better than the genetically engineered soldier Zod and his minions, they want to kill him because he's standing in the way of their hegemonic domination and total control.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Your home alarm works after an intruder is inside your home, but real home security begins before intruders enter. Burglaries and home invasions are at an all-time high, and crime is skyrocketing in rural and suburban areas. 85% of break-ins are through a door, and police response is often greater than 20 minutes. You can't afford to wait that long. Stop burglars with police-tested and recommended Easy Armor from Armor Concepts. Easy Armor keeps intruders out. It's barely visible and installs easily. Easy Armor reinforces a door's weak points, comes in three colors, and is guaranteed to stop kick-ins. Get Easy Armor now and get peace of mind. Order by calling 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. Or go to easyarmor.net. Spelled E-Z-A-R-M-O-R.net. Special offer only available to GCN listeners. Ask about it when you call for your Easy Armor today from Armor Concepts. Ultimate door security made easy.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, the globalists are accelerating their takeover plan because the world is waking up. And I repeat this every show now, just so you understand that you're not alone. And we're going to your phone calls and a bunch of news. I go out on the street in Austin, Texas, and I've got to wear a hat and sunglasses now if I want to go hiking, or every other person, sometimes every person I walk by comes over to shake my hand. And then it's humbling when some guy and his wife and kids are, oh, we heard this on the show, we appreciate you. And then, you know, a young woman, an old man, it's incredible. And then I go to other parts of the country, other parts of the world. I mean, you saw it on video where I'm just walking down the street in London. Alex Jones, Alex Jones, Alex Jones. Something like 15 people are around me. And again, you aren't a well-known public figure, most of you, so you don't know how awake people are. You don't know. And it's in pockets, though. Sometimes I can go into some, especially small towns where people aren't kind of, I might go in a small town and everybody's awake, or I go in a small town and nobody's awake. So there's also kind of pockets of it. But the police, genuinely, the last day of the Bilderberg event, well, that's Saturday, it was another day after that, wanted to shake my hand, were giving me hugs, had tears in their eyes. The head police And they would look when there's no camera around and grab me by the arm and go, we know what's going on. We don't like what's happening. And you're like some big guy grabbing your arm. People fundamentally understand they're being screwed. I mean, it's real simple. Nobody likes being a slave. Nobody likes being spied on. People know bad people are in control. And that's why the system is persecuting whistleblowers, because they're scared to death of that, because the people that work for the government don't like where this is going on average. It's why government's trying to hire criminals. 2,000 this year hired at the State Department, some of them aggravated felons, computer crimes, theft, grand theft, sexual assaults. Every couple days, there's like people being indicted at the BBC and then pleading guilty to, you know, sexual crimes against children. And it's just like those of us that aren't like that, it's like, what? It isn't real to us. You know, I get up here and tell you they're spying on you without warrants, and it's like, oh, that can't be true. Or your cable box has a microphone and a camera in it watching you. Here's the specs. Well, there's no way that's true. And now it's mainstream news. They've got the jump on us. They are light years ahead of us, but they're slowing down and we're speeding up. And it doesn't have to happen. They've tried to hardwire globalism into the world economy with too big to fail, where if you remove that cancer, you know, you'll die. But it doesn't matter. The cancer is going to eat us anyways. So we've got a chance if we really wake up. And the last shoe to drop, the last balloon to go up, is that you feel like you're alone. And they have these engines online. They admittedly have it, that just badmouth liberty movement and badmouth the real Tea Party and libertarians and badmouth yours truly. And most of it, we've proven, it's come out, are just engines. They call them sock puppets or megaphones, just attacking and ridiculing people so they feel like they're alone. The truth is the system is in headlong, over the edge of the cliff, panic. All right, I'm going to go to your phone calls now. It's just that you've got a dichotomy. You've got paid-for media. It's like the Washington Post came out last week and said, we're going to have sponsored content. You can pay us, and we'll write an article about you or publish your article. Well, that's already going on for years. In fact, If you go to the London Guardian, which I think does some good work overall, that's why the Bill and Melinda Gates want to buy them off, ABC News, all those major Sunday shows, at the end will say, underwritten, like it's PBS, by Bill and Melinda Gates or Berkshire Hathaway. And I can be watching some show on CNN, and it'll be like, the family's bad, take all your vaccines, guns should be turned in, Alex Jones is a filthy criminal, hates women, blah, blah, just, yeah. And at the end of the show, it'll say, underwritten, Bill and Melinda Gates. So MSNBC doesn't have a choice when they get up there and lie and say, Alex says Obama sent a tornado to Oklahoma. Caller said, could this be weather weapons? And I said, well, they do have weather weapons, but not generally with tornadoes. It's hurricanes they can manipulate. Here's the Stanford Research Institute finding, and here's the news articles, and here's, you know, all these mainstream news. And then they take it out of context and say, they know I didn't say that. They're lying to their audience because that's all they've got. It's all they know how to do. They are not even obsolete. They destroyed themselves. And we don't have to go down with them. And so, yes, I never did this on purpose, but the fact that I'm bold, I'm obnoxious, I'm angry, I'm real, that got through people's trance. At an instinctive animal level, I'm also intellectual, but at an instinctive animal level, my body language, everything, people know this is the real deal. And then they also have seen the stuff I've talked about. So because I'm interesting, and you're interesting too, you can be leaders. People stopped and listened and then didn't believe me, but years later it came out that I was right, so now they listen more. And folks, I don't even promote our main YouTube channel. It's getting like 20,000 subscribers a day right now. I mean, what do you think that is? It's because people are going, wait, that's the guy that said that. I want to go see what he has to say. And I'm here to tell you, they're coming after us right now. Let me tell you, that isn't hype, folks, that I could pick up the phone and basically go have a meeting with anybody I want in Hollywood right now, but don't even do it because they're not allowed to go public. What's the point? The system does not like this, ladies and gentlemen, but they don't know what to do. But let me tell you, they got the eye of Sauron looking right at me, folks, as I creep into Mordor. And I need all of you to help me, and I'm helping you. We're helping each other carry the heavy burden to the crack of doom, to drop it in to the fires from which it was forged. We have to admit the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. We have any chance of beating this. And we have a big chance of beating it if people will just realize that it's scary what I'm saying, but it's already going on. So let's just admit it to ourselves and do something about it instead of thinking you're powerless. No wonder people say, some of them, this is a depressing show. Because if you believe you don't have any power, what is the point? If I believe we couldn't stop this, I would haul butt immediately to an island in the South Pacific. I've done research. I would leave immediately. Okay? So people ever want to ask, you know, and it doesn't mean I'm right if I ever made that decision. I'm committed to go down with the ship. I have committed, because you have to have that attitude to win, folks. I'm going 110%, and I'm going down with the ship. Because as my ship's going down, the New World Order may blow up. Yeah, that's how battles in history tend to work politically and in the info war. I mean, you know, who said maybe I won't go down with them? Who said you might go down with them? But it doesn't matter. It's for future generations. Everything good we've got is because people were willing to die than be a slave, okay? You lay down, you will be a slave. You comply, you will get a government that enslaves you. You act like a slave, you will be a slave. You got that? And it's that simple. Stop acting like a slave if you don't want to be a slave. Let's go to your phone calls. I apologize for ranting. Empty White House. That's a great name. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex. How's it going?
Pretty good.
Been trying to get a hold of you for about 3 years. I forgot all those questions, but I got a couple of things I'd like to ask you. You know, with Adam Kokesh doing the March on Washington and that kind of thing, and I remember when Farrakhan did his Million Man March, I was thinking back then, you know, why, you know, what would happen if all those million men were packing, you know? And so my question really is, what do you think of the scenario where, you know, a million or so of us go to Washington and exercise our citizen arrest powers on these criminal politicians?
Well, I mean, here's the deal. We need to just keep calling them criminals, showing where they're criminals, and try to take over juries and grand juries and start prosecuting them and give police and people support if they try to. I mean, they tell cops what they're allowed to investigate. You can say to the cops, hey, the Federal Reserve's on record laundering $3 billion out of the San Antonio Federal Reserve. I can go with the AP and show cops there when we're at a protest. And the cops go, yeah, I know, I'm not allowed to investigate them. I mean, they'll do drug investigations on somebody selling, you know, a kilo a year, but they won't do an investigation on the bank that launders the money. So much of it is just the perception. But, yeah, they do not like the citizen arrest power. I mean, if you caught a politician, you know, let's say beating a child with a baseball bat in an alleyway, citizen's arrest says you could, you know, punch them in the nose till they stopped and, you know, hold them down till the police got there. But the cops would probably arrest you because they've been told, don't let the slaves ever know our power is a citizen's arrest power as well, and that we just swear an oath and then get special training, you know, to be able to be bonded an officer of the court. So, you know, there's your answer on that. I mean, they would call it, you know, patriots trying to kidnap politicians. But you can do like the left has done. You know, where you go and, you know, with the handcuffs and at a press conference and go, I have the handcuffs, citizens arrest, you know, for Obama for drone strikes killing children. And then the message is they should be arrested. And then the cops come over and go, so you're really trying to kidnap the president. You go, no, obviously it's a protest. If they try to get you to opt in to say you were really trying to kidnap the president, it's 20 years in prison. So they play these games. That's why the cops will come and say, so, when you said money bomb, you were planning to blow something up. They had Fox News say that about a Ron Paul money bomb, and that I was promoting it to bomb buildings. Now that was 6 years ago, when the campaign started, you know, for 2008 and 2007, when the public didn't know what money bombs were. Again, they knew what a money bomb was. They were cold-bloodedly on Fox News going, these money bombs, was Glenn Beck, actually. He was on CNN at the time. They did it later on Fox. We need to use the army on these Ron Paul people and these money bomb libertarians. They want to blow up the Capitol with a bomb. And, of course, he knew full well what he was doing. I don't want to bash Glenn Beck. That's how dangerous he is, though. You know, saying we need to use the army on these Ron Paul people. Now that we won politically, you know, now that Ron Paul and Rand Paul are the hottest thing, you know, since the NFL draft or whatever, now it's like, oh, I love them. But when people didn't know what a money bomb was, yeah, Alex Jones with Ron Paul's planning a Guy Fawkes bomb. And they need to have the army used on them right now. And now the new thing is, yeah, I'm getting death threats from Alex Jones. I mean, it's totally made up. So, I'm in danger. He wants to get me. Help me. I'm weak. I told you the Jedi are taking over. I appreciate your call, Empty White House. Matt, you're on the air. Welcome. Good to have you on here with us.
How you doing, sir?
Good, sir. Go ahead.
Can I introduce myself? I'm not afraid to allow them to know my identity. My name is Matthew Johnson. I served you, the people, starting in 1997 as a United States soldier. And then I transferred and lost all my rank to the United States Marine Corps. I've had two basic trainings. And I actually started looking into these things because I wanted them not to be true. And one of the pieces of information I have here for you is it's about Snowden, who they claim to be a traitor. It's about the NSA. I got on their website, and this is real simple. Anyone can do it. You get on their website at NSA.gov, and you look at careers, and they have legitimate careers, entry-level careers, and the description title of these careers is Network Exploitation Analysis. The second one is Global Network Exploitation Analysis. So that directly says in the title that that's what we're going to do, is hack people's accounts, view what they're viewing, see what they're doing, who they're talking to, and that's a major problem, especially when you're talking about the Constitution of the United States. My other issue is that I know here in our state, Texas, right up the road in Dickinson, Texas, they are teaching our kids the New World Order for two chapters of their government class. It's a 12th grade class. It's a book called American History. You can look it up. You can buy it for $212 on eBay. And that book, Chapter 33, it will tell you about the New World Order. But the situation is...
No. Listen, starting about 8 years ago, they show the patents, they show the program, and they say, we're adding to jet fuel, barium salts, aluminum dioxide, and other things, to save the Earth from sun radiation. We're geoengineering, and there's the whole program, starting with 8th graders. In fact, I've got a copy of the textbook somewhere around here. But then they go on the news and say it doesn't exist, and I say Obama runs the tornadoes as a way to discredit it. So, yes, they say we've got the kids, and they teach them men are bad, families are bad, we're going to take your guns, world government's coming. I've actually seen that textbook before. Somebody scanned it and sent it to me, but will you scan it and email it to showtips@infowars.com again? What is that, like a 2008 edition?
Want to know the truth? The book was published in 1991.
Well, but it must be a new edition because I've seen that before. What's it called? The American History Reader? What's it called?
The American History, 1970 to the present. To the present, to today. And then the 33rd chapter. I can get you the nomenclature and everything. I actually did that already. I talked to both our congressmen and contacted both our senators.
Listen. Time Magazine for Kids, about 11 years ago, because I showed it on air a bunch, said, your parents belong to the old past and they're foolish. It actually said that. I'm paraphrasing. And they don't understand, and they don't want you to have really cool stuff. That's why they're against putting chips in you. This was Time Magazine for Kids, folks. I showed it probably 15 times on air or more for like weeks. I held it up and talked about it on my TV show and radio show. And it said, you know, they belong to the old age and don't get it and don't want you to have fun. You know better than them. I mean, it was like if I was writing a dystopic novel, how Big Brother would talk to the kids. You're going to get a chip. I mean, they've got your kids is what I'm saying. And now with centralized curriculum, it's all the teachers aren't even allowed to teach what they want. Because I know teachers are sneaking stuff in. They've got cameras watching the teachers. They're now fired if they don't walk in and just be jail guards, basically. Go ahead.
And I'll tell you what. I mean, if it doesn't exist, like mainstream media says, then why are they teaching it to them?
Well, sir...
The next thing is they can keep their fancy schmancy cool stuff, their Xbox Ones, their nonsense. In 1997, I rose my hand and I took that oath to defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. I didn't want to get involved, but I took that oath, and I have to keep my word before God. So the situation is people do need to wake up. They do need to do their own research. They can keep their fancy schmancy crap. But we need to keep that Constitution.
No, I hear you. Listen, God bless you. I got to jump to break, come back with more calls. But you're absolutely right, sir, and God bless you for waking up. And I'm glad you tried to prove me wrong and found out that I was telling the truth. This is a technocratic reengineering of the whole world, a takeover towards authoritarianism. And it's all hidden in plain view. Yeah, your TV's watching you. Yeah, the Xbox Connect, you know, looks through your walls and reports back to the Pentagon. Big deal. Pentagon cares about you. Did you take your shots today? I mean, again, they knew when they blew up the chemical weapons dumps in Gulf War I, it was going to hurt our troops, and then they covered it up. Okay, these are evil people.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it with nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Have you ever consumed protein powder supplements? I have, and all of them don't taste that good. Have artificial flavors, sweeteners, or unhealthy sugars. About a year ago, I was introduced to a new protein powder that changed my experience. This protein powder made me feel noticeably better, and it tasted more delicious than any drink I've ever had. Here's the experience of one satisfied user named Rich.
The term best of all worlds has been belabored to death. And yet I've just discovered a whey protein powder that truly deserves to be called best of all worlds. Best taste, by far. Best results, by far. You almost feel like you're cheating that something that tastes that good could be so good for you. Thank you, Stephen, and Cocoon Nutrition. One World Whey truly is the best of all worlds. The only way for me. Yours truly, Rich from Georgia. Real user, real happy.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Out the NSA has network exploitation people on it, and that is folks to break in and take over domestic computers. If you go to the Cyber Command, the last 4 or 5 years, they've been advertising that, admitting they're doing it. Of course, and it's all domestically aimed, which they've denied, which is just ridiculous. So, you know, right there is something important that was brought up by a caller. Lee in Ontario, Canada, thanks for calling in, Lee.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir, I can.
Oh, okay. Here's one of the things I wanted to say. About a year ago, I sent you an article about American police being able to, they have jurisdiction in Canadian waters. I don't know if you ever got it.
I did, and our military now patrols your streets in areas of Canada. It's absolute New World Order garbage.
Yes, and actually up here, I'm actually in Kapuskasing, Ontario, and up here in World War II, we had a POW camp, and lately we've been seeing, in the last 2 years, we've been seeing an influx of armored personnel. The Army has been setting up natural disaster drills here.
Yeah, yeah, they use natural disaster, but then tanks. It's really civil unrest. You should go as a citizen journalist, give yourself a name, you know, the name of your organization. Go shoot video, put it on YouTube. Go up and ask the military. You have nothing wrong. What are the armored vehicles for?
Exactly, exactly. And the other thing is, I'm actually from Vancouver Island, British Columbia. And there was this, you know, I heard about you maybe, 8 years ago. And there's this guy who actually he used to be heavily involved into the satanic cult and a witch turned Christian, born again. And he showed me, he took me to all the parks in town and they all had the Nazi symbols on the gates. And nobody actually noticed this, you know, so it's just a little fact I wanted to tell you.
No, it's gang sign. Just like when you see gang stuff, graffiti, you don't know what it means. They all know what it means. And it is just overrun with gangs and cults. And these are all just people looking for power who then use it to get more people into their group to abuse them and suck off of them. It's absolutely pathetic and disgusting. I appreciate your call, Lee. Well, that's another show. Evan in Minnesota, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, Clive the Beyond. How are you doing today?
Good. You're listening on XM 244, sir. Welcome.
Well, thank you very much for waking me up, Alex. Say, I've got a really important message. Tomorrow in Washington, there's going to be a press conference over this immigration bill. And throughout the day, I like how Lindsey Williams pointed out several times that they have buzzwords, and you can hear it on the news, okay? And I'm going through the XM channels this afternoon. Some right-to-work advocates have sat there and said that they're trying to slam RFID chips, not just for the immigrants, but for anybody and everybody in the United States would have to receive an RFID chip in it, in themselves, to be able to work. And they're saying, well, there would be a violation of being able to have the right to work.
So wait, so they're pushing implantable microchips on the news, you're saying?
There's some right to work advocates got into that bill, and it's very important that we have to get behind. These congressmen will be coming out on tomorrow in Washington. It's a pretty big deal.
Did I misunderstand you? You said they're promoting implantable chips to work?
No, that's what's in that bill, this immigration bill. Some right-to-work advocates have gotten in there. And
no, I've been in the bill. No, I know it's got a national ID in it with a microchip in it, but then the illegals will all be exempt. Very, very interesting. I'm going to do some overdrive. Thank you, Evan, to talk to Alicia, Lisa, and Eric straight ahead. Back in 60 seconds.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the Infowars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. Infowars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at Infowars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level.
level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.